You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to TJ's Podcast.
Hey, here we go. TJ's Podcast, another day of talking about stuff that I'm interested in, stuff in which I am interested, like, funny things and serious things, things that other people may not find to be interesting. But when you hear that I'm interested in it, you as a TJ Fanatico will be, boom, instantly interested in hanging all over it. Again, people may get sick of hearing me say this, but I'm not doing a political show with this one. It's for everybody. Well, the political show that I do is for everybody too. It's just some people can't handle it. but this one is not politically themed in nature. So we have, a manager slash partner in the business. He's been our partner for a long, long time. His name is Adam, and Adam is different than Ace and I in many, many ways. Main way being that he is from New York City, and he is a business type person, and Ace and I are performer type people, show folk, as the kids call it. So Adam just reminded Riggins that I need to tell you about something that's happening tomorrow night. This is Monday, as of the time this is being recorded. So if you're listening to this on Wednesday, it's too late. Forget about it. But I am doing a, what is this one called? Tomorrow night?
Fanatico Experience.
TJ Fanatico Experience. Now, that's not to be confused with the big TJ Fanatico cocktail party we had the other night. And then I got some other big stuff planned, working on probably the biggest thing ever for TJ Fanatico get-togethers like that. But this is the Fanatico Experience. And basically, we're just going to sit and you can Zoom in. You can be part of the group. And we're going to talk about a subject that we would be talking about on the radio show or on this podcast. And you get to be, as they say, participatory, which that means you get to participate in it. Participatory is the adjective to describe someone who is participating. Oh, it'll be fun stuff just like that. You can bet your that it will be. The special guest that night will be the lovely Elizabeth, the boss of Calitrin, our partner's Calitrin, safe, effective way to lose weight. Which, by the way, I had a lady tell me the other day, Riggins, that she's lost two organs so far doing those trendy weight loss medications that they're doing now. I think it was her gallbladder and her appendix that they've had to remove from her for taking that stuff.
What?
Yeah. That's what she said. But Calitrin is not like that. Calitrin is collagen that, you take consistently and you're not going to lose 30 pounds overnight and that sort of thing. You lose it the safe, effective way. Regardless, Elizabeth is going to be the co-host for the night, and you get to participate. Now, what the topic is going to be is the most redneck thing that you've ever witnessed. We're going to do an edition of Top That. that we do on the Ace and TJ show all the time. So if you've got a redneck story that that you think is the best redneck story you've ever witnessed, then if it is, according to the judges, the best redneck story that we get in the session, then you're going to win something cool from the Ace and TJ store. How about that? So there would be prizes. Now, what is the thing about going live on Facebook an hour before the thing? What did he say about that?
I think he was saying you're going to go live on Facebook an hour before at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And talk about what you're going to be discussing at 7 p.m. and have people from the Facebook Live go over to the experience.
All right.
Bring in some new people.
Ring, you may need to turn your mic up a little
bit.
Is
it a little low?
Yeah.
I don't know how to talk into a microphone either. I've been doing this 15 years. I still don't know what I'm doing.
So, I've never done that. I've never been on a social media live by myself. I don't even know how it does. I don't know how to do it.
Luckily, it's really easy. No, it is. You just hit like you're going to do a post, and it has a little thing that says go live.
Yeah.
And then it just starts streaming.
I don't even have a Facebook.
You do.
Will I use the Ace and TJ Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I would imagine.
And I have to be able to read comments coming in really fast and all that?
No, don't do that.
That makes me nervous.
No, you can't read fast. No, you don't have to read comments.
So for an hour, starting at 6 Eastern, I will be Facebook Live, right?
Yeah.
Or 45 minutes, let's say.
Something like that.
And I'll be talking about what's going to happen on the TJ Fanatico experience with Elizabeth from Calitrin.
Yeah.
Get your redneck stories ready, that kind of thing, sure. Right? Okay. But I don't want to see the redneck stories during the Facebook Live thing, right?
It wouldn't hurt to have people start sending them in.
But I can't read them if I'm...
Yeah, you can't read them.
Yeah.
It wouldn't do you much good to do that.
Yeah.
But you can do whatever you want. Just kind of like a little pre-show, pre-party, I think is the way he's describing it.
I might have to get me some of those gummies or something that the kids eat before I do all that.
Yeah, that's...
I mean,
good idea.
I don't know what I'm doing with that.
Yeah.
Hmm. So what do I do today about it? You know what I mean? How do I prepare for all of this that's going on tomorrow, today?
I don't think you have to do anything. I'm going to do a post about it.
But there's nothing I need to be studying or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Trying to figure... I got to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, I'll show you.
You going to come to my house?
No.
Okay, well, there you go. There's the info. Now, Riggins, in the celebrity stuff. What do we call it when we're making fun of celebrities? Is there a name for it?
Celebrity Smackdown.
Yes. Well, yeah. Celebrity. Stupid celebrity news. Stupid. That's what it is. Stupid celebrity news. This Paul Rudd has a candy store in New York, and people are going there because it's Paul Rudd's candy store.
Yeah, they're just finding out that he co-owns this candy store with other celebrities, and now they're making it a mecca. Everybody's traveling hours to go to this thing because they know it's owned by Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm. Well, but there's no guarantee that he's going to be there or any of the rest of them that they'll see them or anything.
No, but when you go in there, it's like, here's Paul's picks. These candies and these candies, and everybody's going up there to try them out. And most of Paul's picks are not well reviewed.
Now, he is a celebrity that I've never seen anything about him that would make me dislike him.
Yeah, he seems genuinely nice and funny and friendly, likable.
Right. And there's no doubt in my mind that we're opposites politically. Yet he doesn't run around getting into all that stuff. He just does his thing, seems like a cool guy, which I don't mind.
Yeah.
I like that. But that seems to be the thing now, is the celebrity put their name on a business. You know, this is my bit. Look, I mean, Garth Brooks is made a documentary about the building of his honky tonk in Nashville, which I think Garth Brooks is probably the last country music singer to build a honky tonk in Nashville. Everybody else has already done it. Now I've been to some of them. I've been to Kid Rock's bar and all of that. My daughter lives in Nashville. We find ourselves there a lot, but I don't go there thinking I'm gonna see Kid Rock.
No.
And I don't go there thinking, Kid Rock was the one that designed this club to play what it plays and to serve what it serves and all of that. I just know that the first time I went there, it was really cool.
Yeah.
I liked it. Better than other places that I've been there. I mean, so I've pretty much been to every country singer or rock singer, whoever's got a themed bar in Nashville, I've been to it. But I'm not traveling 7 hours by car, 7.5 hours by car to go to Nashville to try Blake Shelton's bar.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a lot of women doing this. I don't know if guys are as inclined because it's celebrity stuff, but. Yeah, I don't know. And they do it for content, a lot of people. They're mm-hmm. like, oh, let's go try Paul Rudd, because it's a good title, trying Paul Rudd's candy. You know, that'll catch your attention. So I think a lot of them are doing it for content purposes. But, yeah, I'm not swayed by a celebrity. Like the, mm-hmm. with the restaurant that the Jonas Brothers own.
Yeah, Ellie's, Miss Ellie's.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Nellie's,
yeah.
I don't go, you know, it was good. I mean, I've had, it's very good. But it's like the mm-hmm. expectation of going there because it's the Jonas Brothers place. Like, that doesn't do it for me.
No. Because, I mean, unless the person that owns it is a celebrity chef.
Yeah, right.
You know, say, okay, well, Gordon Ramsay owns this place, so let's go see if Gordon Ramsay's food is good.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, that's not the case. Yeah. When a celebrity chef opens a place with their name on it, it's usually not.
Yeah.
You know, the best. But then again, I can say that because I can cook better than they can.
Sure.
In general. So to some people, it may be the best they've ever had.
Yeah.
Like be a last meal for them. But I do think that some of those reality stars have things that they put their names on or that they do, like that Craig from something down Southern South. Trump. Yeah. He has that Sewing Down South thing, yeah. And you can go to Charleston, walk in that little gift shop, and he's there all the time. Like my wife has seen him a couple of times in there.
Yeah, he's out there.
But, I mean, I doubt that Paul Rudd's just going to be walking around his candy store in New York.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
And how often do you think you could walk into Friends in Low Places Honky Tonk after it's finished, and Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks be behind the bar waiting on people and say, hey, welcome to my bar.
Zero out of zero.
Welcome to our bar.
Come on. Slinging drinks back here. I don't think it's going to happen. Luke Bryan's bar is in the news. I mean, big time right now.
Why?
Because that kid has gone missing.
Oh, yeah.
23-year-old. And now
that was the last place he was.
At Luke, and people are claiming he was overserved, and he still hasn't been found. And now people are sharing their own experiences at that bar. I mean, it's getting ugly. Ugly.
I've been there. I've been to Luke Bryan's bar.
Yeah, they're just getting what they call review bombed mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go into that one, Friends in Low Places, and if Garth and Trisha both are not in there,
yeah,
waiting tables. Wiping off things, you know, Rick really building a family business, then I'm going to give them a bad review.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give them a bad Yelp. I'm going to Yelp out on that.
Yep.
Go crazy. Didn't even see them.
Is it Trisha's bar too, or is it like Garth and Trisha's place, or is it Garth's place?
I'm sure it's both. Yeah. You know, kind of like politicians always have to include their wives in whatever statements that they make, you know.
Yeah. Well, Trisha Yearwood's got her own cooking show. I want to see Garth. Why is Garth never on it? I mean, I'm sure what she's making is fine, but don't you want to see Garth?
No.
Like at least try the food or something?
No, I think I've never seen her cooking show, but I'm guessing that they don't really want it to go to like a dramatic theme. and he can't do anything and not get into like this dramatic speak and, you know, almost tearful explanation of whatever, you know, and long stories about the first time she ever made this for him.
Yeah.
You know, it was 2017 and we'd been on the road for 3 weeks. I was starving. You know, he always has to have some kind of a long story that goes along with everything. So they're probably like,
keep him out of it.
Yeah. We don't have 3 hours here for this, you know, beans and weans demonstration.
Yeah, she has like family get-togethers on that show, and it's like Garth is never there. I don't know why. It's weird.
What if, you know, he comes across so sweet all the time? What if she's begged him to come be on the show, and he's like, "F that noise! I don't. I'm Garth Brooks. Damn it! I'm not coming on a damn food channel."
Yeah. Or maybe she doesn't want him on there. She's like, I'm trying to establish myself as like,
right?
You know, I'm Trisha Yearwood. I'm not Trisha Brooks or whatever.
That's why I don't want Jody on this one.
Yeah.
So I don't want her on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Mind her business.
Yeah.
That's what she needs to do.
You're the Garth and Trisha of podcasting.
Speaking of, I got to ask you about something. And I'm sorry. This is part of what the podcast is all about. Things that I find interesting or questions that I may have about the culture that I can go to people and ask. Riggins happens to be the person I'm going to on this next one. So maybe you'll learn something along with me. I don't know. But just grab on, and if you like it, then you'll stay. If not, you'll jump out of the off the roller coaster. Coming up next.
TJ's Podcast.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Back to TJ's Podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you to the peoples who came to the TJ Fanatico's cocktail party thing the other night. It was a lot of fun. And thanks to the Hyatt-centric South Park for hosting with the mosting. That was fun. It really is a great place, and that was awesome to get to just hang out with people who are supporters and all, and share a laugh or two. It's great. Some people, though, there, they thought that I was going to be doing a show. Like, they were just sitting up at the bar and all, watching me mingle with people and thinking, when does the show start? When do we? So then finally I noticed some of them, and they seemed like, I recognized them as being at, you know, other things that we had done in the past. So I just went, and they said, are you doing some kind of a show or something? I said, no, we're just, you know, just hanging out, a little party. And the guy goes, well, that's a lot better than I thought it was going to be. Sit down. I'd much rather just have a drink and hang out.
Yeah. You
know, so that's what we did.
That's great.
It was fun. It was fun. But Riggins will go through things, and when he sees that something pops up on social media or somewhere that he thinks that would be fun to talk about or something that I would be interested in, he's like, hey, have you seen this? Check this out. So he sent this video about a woman who does a podcast, and she's talking about the show Criminal Minds, which is one of my all-time favorite shows. And then she had a different take on it. And the reason I watch these types of shows is because my wife will always say, "You trying to find a way to kill me," or "He's just obsessed with murder." Well, it's not that. It's that I've always found people's minds and the way they think and operate and the twisted mind and what causes them to enjoy this or what stimulation is their brain getting from them doing these things. I've always found that to be very, very interesting. So it's not that I'm sitting around going, "Oh, he's going to kill her. Yeah, it's great. He killed her. Yeah, he killed another one. He killed another one." I like the psychological aspect of it. Well, this woman named Brooke, she goes through and describes the reason she likes Criminal Minds is because of the familial connection that the behavioral analysis unit from the FBI has with each other, which is, you know, which is something. They're close to each other and all that. But my question though is, okay, so Ace and I were, you know, well, we're radio legends. Our radio show, the Ace and TJ Show, is considered to be one of the best radio shows, especially in the morning radio era. It's considered to be one of the best in American history. And we find ourselves now with radio as an industry taking a turn and not being as conducive to the type of radio show that we do, right? So we're having to present our radio show in a different manner, you know, more edited, more streamlined, things like that. And so there has to be an outlet to be able to do longer form conversations and talk until somebody hits on something that's funny. And then you just, everybody's laughing. So that's what podcasting has been for us, especially with the invention of this show, the creation of this podcast, TJ's podcast. And just trying everything possible to say, all right, now this is something that surely people will pick up on. They're going to want to hear it, and it's going to be a winner for us as far as a revenue generator and all of that kind of stuff. So my background is radio, and radio and podcasts are two different things. I don't know the ins and outs of how podcast audiences work, what podcast audiences are looking for. All I know is how to come up with topics and then to be funny when needed to be funny, right? So Riggins, you've mentioned this podcaster named Brooke several times. Obsessed with Brooke is the name of her podcast. So I take it that she's a successful podcaster.
Yeah, she's a successful creator. I don't know how many people listen to her podcast.
Okay. Well, let's take somebody who is a successful podcaster, who wasn't a celebrity to begin with. Like Theo Von doesn't count. Joe Rogan. I mean, they were all celebrities when they started doing podcasts. So you got to imagine if they were already popular and people knew them, name recognition, then their podcasts would have an advantage of getting attention in the beginning,
yeah,
over somebody who's not well known. Not to say that they don't have to do what it takes to hold the audience, which they do. They're all talented people. If you're just famous and you sit down and say, all right, I got a million people listening to my podcast on day one, but then day one they turn it off and they're like, well, that was terrible, I'm not listening day two. Well, then you plummet. But in order to get that attention up front, to start with a big audience, who is a good podcast, like a successful podcaster that wasn't famous from the beginning?
The Caller Daddy girls.
Okay. All right. Well, I know kind of why they're successful, because aren't they very sexual and they target a male audience and they talk a lot about like graphic sexual things.
In the beginning they did, but it got so popular that now she doesn't have to do any of that. Now she gets like big name celebrities. But that's probably the first person that I can think of that became super successful through the podcast alone.
Okay, but she had the backing in the beginning of Dave Portnoy's company, right?
Yeah.
How she started.
Yeah.
And grew her audience, talking to sports fans and all of that, and being sexual and all, and being hot, right?
Yeah.
Isn't she hot?
Yeah.
Okay, so then she got a contract of her own from another company and left him, and that's where she skyrocketed.
Yeah.
Okay, so she became big enough, well-known enough, that now she can, you know, put her boobs back in her shirt and start looking for roles that will be critically acclaimed and possibly get her an Academy Award. Right? So she started out there, and then she got to where she needed to go. And so now I don't have to talk about, you know, gross sex stuff anymore.
She might. I don't listen to it like that. Okay. But I just know her caliber of guests mm-hmm. has gone up dramatically.
Yeah.
You know, over the years.
Okay. But I guess part of that too is, are you talking about celebrities? They're celebrity yeah. guests. Part of that would have to be, if I want to be successful in that realm, that I need to care about celebrities, which I don't.
Yeah.
She probably gives a damn about celebrities.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
She does really good interviews, but yeah, you have to care about it.
Now, what did she do before the Portnoy gave her a podcast?
He had hired them to do blogs and stuff and then host their own podcast. He just thought they were funny. They were mm-hmm. roommates and hot, and they went on with this podcast called Call Her Daddy that appealed to women because they were talking pretty frankly about sexual stuff, mm-hmm. and then the guys were interested because they're hot talking yeah. about sexual stuff, and they had like these viral moments of talking about very graphic things
mm-hmm.
that you just can't believe anybody would say in public, and then that caught heat.
Okay, well, that's disappointing. Okay, what about that somebody and somebody do a podcast? What about that one?
Brooke and Connor do a podcast?
Yeah.
He was like a stand-up comic,
mm-hmm.
and she was a content creator, and they linked up.
Okay.
They're funny. But, you know, they have a lot of people that watch them on TikTok. I don't know how many of that translates to actual podcast listens.
Oh.
You know, same thing with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
He's got this huge contract, but most people don't listen to Joe Rogan's whole podcast. They like the chunks of the show that go viral that they can watch on social media. No one's listening to 4 hours of Joe Rogan talk to an animal science expert about.
Really?
And I don't think so.
Okay.
But they're not buying that. Spotify wants to buy the name, the viral moments, because the only way you can hear the rest of it is on Spotify.
Hmm.
It was for a while. Now it isn't.
Really?
They're synonymous. The podcaster and content creator is one and the same.
All right. So what I'm hearing is I'm too old to make a go of this.
Now, how old is Joe Rogan?
Yeah, but he was an actor and comedian and commentator on UFC.
Yeah. Oh, you're
before he even started like a podcast.
A start out podcaster.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I don't know anybody.
Because what is it? Somebody and somebody do a podcast. What is it?
Brooke and Connor make a podcast.
Yeah. See, that just sounds so vanilla and it sounds like they're using, you know, terms like trigger words and microaggressions. And do they do that? Is no. that the kind of stuff they do?
No, they're
no, really my daughter funny. Loves them.
They're really funny.
Yeah. Which I need to get out of the habit of saying. Oh, my daughter loves that podcast. No, I'm sure they're nice people.
Yeah, know. They're good.
So.
But you already kind of do everything they're doing. You're already making content. I mean, Small Town Adventures is like a good piece of content.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been successful. You're going to try things that don't work. Like every time I tweet something, I'm like, that's a killer tweet. And then nobody likes it. I'm like, okay, well, now I learned my lesson.
All I need, Riggins, is a small victory. Just every now and then, just a small victory. And right now, that small victory would be for me to go back to not having to do my own yard work. Yeah. But that's going to take a big victory, I think. That's more or less going to take a victory on election day.
Yeah.
To get these damn prices down.
Good luck.
You know. Mm.
And it's a big yard.
Oh, my God. And uphill.
Yeah.
There's no downhill. It's just all up. My whole thing. And even when you start to leave, you go uphill again.
It's like on the side of a mountain.
Oh, God. It's crazy.
There's your content. You doing yard work. I would watch that. You trying to push that seed spreader around? I would have watched that. Jody getting all pissed off because you don't want to have like small talk. I'd watch that.
Yeah, that's bad business. And the thing is that if it were something that I'm good at, I'll be okay without out there doing all that mess. But I know I'm not. I know I'm, you know, that's what I'm thinking. We've had two or three professionals, three maybe, come out and try to get that yard going since we built the house 3 years, 2.5 years ago. And nothing has worked. So my going to Lowe's and getting some seed and fertilizer and spreading it myself, I mean, I don't see how that's going to work either. Man, just sell it. Just sell it.
Put rocks in. Yeah. Just fill your whole yard up with rocks.
Like we could sell it with that yard.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Well, I learned nothing about how to be a good podcaster.
Well, yeah, I don't even know what you were asking, really.
I'm asking, really... what's going to, like, how do they become, like a podcast, somebody that's goes from radio to being a podcaster. How does that person get to be a well-known podcaster? Like Obsession with Brooke and Romy and somebody do a podcast, yeah. You know, whatever.
So they take chunks of the podcast and edit them down into very small pieces and post them on TikTok. Now, TikTok audience.
Well, we're about to lose that, so.
What do you mean?
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok, yeah. That's where they kind of blew up. But the TikTok audience is half the age of the audience that our show,
yeah,
you know, right, streams to.
Right.
But maybe even younger.
But even in movies now, whenever you see it, when they would have a part in the movie about a big time radio, famous radio person in town, now it's a podcaster.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that in movies and all? It's a podcast. And yeah. And I think that's a bunch of bullshit. I mean, I really do.
There needs to be more radio people on movies?
No, I just, I don't know. I think in movies they make make it seem like there are way more people sitting down every day and just latching on to a podcast for like a top TV show or something for an hour every day. I don't think that's the case. But then again, I do it.
Yeah.
I latch. There are a couple of podcasts that I latch onto for at least an hour a day.
Sure.
Damn it.
And there's so many of them. It's made it accessible to everybody. There's so many of them. But yeah. How many do you love? Probably one or two.
Mm-hmm. All right. I just got to get out from behind that seed spreader. That's all.
That's it.
That's all I'm looking to do.
That was your nickname in college, wasn't it?
The spreader. Yeah. All right, more coming up. Hang on.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Hey. TJ's podcast, where we take you around the globe and the earth and the world, all three of them, for some basically stupid crap that is available on the social medias at the moment. Now, we call it the Gram Slam. I'm meaning Instagram as a generic term for social media, and then slamming it because it's stupid. Okay. Brother Riggins, this is an old clip that somehow has resurfaced on the internet.
Yeah, people are just finding it.
And which one of the housewives shows?
This is the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
At one of the reunion shows.
Yeah. And this woman is in the news for because she's suing Bravo and Andy Cohen.
Okay.
Her name is Brandi Glanville.
Uh-huh.
She's been on The Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
And she's suing Bravo, saying that Andy Cohen did cocaine with a bunch of maybe that's a different woman. All these women are suing Bravo.
Now, she was always known, and I think this was because back in the time that she had started on The Real Housewives, it was still okay to refer to a woman who was mean as a bitch. Right. Really? Wasn't okay. She always the one that people thought was a bitch? All the other women thought she was a bitch.
Yeah.
Brandi Glanville.
Yeah.
And she was a naked model or something. She in Playboy, maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
Was she the one that was married to Leanne?
Yes.
Leanne Rimes' husband.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he cheated on her with Leanne Rimes.
So they say.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was on CSI Miami. Very good looking fella.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Very, very good looking fella. Okay. So what did she do?
So this is a part of, she's talking to her friend Yolanda Hadid, who was married to David Foster, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
She's real pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But they're talking about Kim Richards, who was an actress in the 80s.
Yeah.
How she was kind of out of it in their time in the airport. And Yolanda helped Kim with a little issue she was having in the airport here. And this is a couple years old, but people are just now seeing it on TikTok.
But Yolanda was incredibly nurturing to you in Paris. She carried your pillow that had a stain on it through the airport. It was disgusting. I'm not going to lie to you. And you're back.
Is that necessary, Brandi?
Well, I'm just letting you know.
Necessary? But you know, wait, but I just.
What are you talking about?
But you know.
It's what it was.
How do you know what it was?
I was. We were right there. We smelled it.
All right.
That's just weird that you even look. But Yolanda.
It's weird that you even look. Well, sorry.
First of all, how do you get that?
How do you end up with shit on your pillow? How does that happen? You got your pillow up your ass?
That is a question, Riggins, that has been asked by some of the best and brightest minds of our time. How do you get shit stains on a pillow?
And what a friend to carry that through an airport. It's got a shit stain. She goes, well, how did you know? And she goes, we smelled it.
We saw
how do you know it was shit? Well, I smelled it.
Now, this, again, shows that no matter how rich you are, no matter how famous you are, you can still be classless white trash.
Yeah, it's vile. It's vile. And then I love the defense of...
I'm not saying necessarily the stainer, but the one that brings it up, just like on TV, it's like, she carried that shit stain on it.
Shit on your pillow.
Yeah.
That's pretty heavy-handed to say on national television. Isn't that crazy?
And how did that not make the show?
I think it did.
They showed the pillow that had the stain?
Oh, the actual pillow? No, I don't know. I don't know that they showed it.
Hmm.
But the caption, I was thinking about Yolanda carrying Kim's shit-stained pillow. Like it just resurfaced and it started getting shared around because it's so unbelievable. You forget, like.
So was Yolanda, was she sick?
It was Kim Richards, who I guess was the pooper.
And
Yolanda was her friend.
Oh.
And she carried that pillow for him. Brandi Glanville was explaining this all. She was a good friend to you. She carried your shit stained pillow. And if I'm Yolanda, I'm like, wait a minute, don't bring me into this. Wait a minute. I don't want to talk about that. But that was my first question. How do you get crap on a pillow?
Weird.
And if I do, I'm throwing it away. I'm certainly not going to bring it on a flight.
But maybe she didn't know that it was on. The one whose pillow it was probably didn't know it was on there. Maybe not. And then the other one, the friend, is like, well, I'm not throwing away this pillowcase. You know, it's not mine to throw away. And it's probably a $500 pillowcase.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I brought your pillow. And you're like, no, I meant to leave it. There's poop on it. There's duty.
So somebody was sick and pooped on the pillow.
Sounds that way.
Yeah. Well, if I had a nickel.
Yeah, I mean, that's how a lot of people end up with pink eye. When they let yeah. the dogs up on the pillow and the dog farts, puts her ass on your pillow. You get diseases from that.
From the particles.
I would imagine.
Mm.
I've heard of that. That's so gross.
But she's going to just yell that out in front of everybody.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, just because they have money, and the Beverly Hills women are obviously all very, very wealthy. They've run in very, you know, mm-hmm. exclusive circles, but still at the end of the day, they talk about, you shit on your pillow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But don't they all have to be, you know, into a certain element of white trash?
I guess so.
Or trashy behavior, you know, if they're not white, you know, call them white trash, but if they just have to be trashy
yeah.
in general.
They're trying to make a television
or it's
show.
Not worth watching.
Yeah. You know? If they were going to sit around at tea parties and luncheons all day, no one wants to watch that. You want to mm-hmm. see people behaving poorly.
Yeah. But they would probably be offended if someone were to call them trashy.
It's funny you say that because there's one of the other housewives groups, I think it was New York City. One of the women calls these other two women white trash, and they're all from mm-hmm. the Upper East Side. So later on, they're going, and why would she call us white trash? I mean, even if we are white trash, why would you call us that? Like this lack of kind of, even if we are white trash, who cares? Why would you say that?
Yeah.
So I guess they kind of recognize that they're behaving not nicely.
Yeah. I mean, the only difference between, you know, a white trash person that you would imagine, picture in your yeah. in your head whenever you say, oh, picture a white trash man.
Yeah.
They would get a certain image. Picture a white trash woman. They'd get a certain image. Tell one of the housewives, picture a white trash woman. All right. Now keep your eyes closed. You are the same as that woman.
Right.
They would never get it at all.
They're sloppy drunk, you know, falling down on camera. I mean, it's the same behavior. They just, it's got a nicer coat of paint on it.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. Those shows are like a psychology experiment in the worst way.
Yeah. I can't do it, though.
Because of the yelling?
Yeah, I just can't. I can't do it.
Yeah.
And one thing that gets me, though, is in any of those shows, reality shows, not just the Housewives ones, but the other ones that deal with women, you know, like on The Bachelor or Bachelorette or whatever, The Bachelor, I guess, how to a man, it seems like little bitty things get blown way out of proportion. And it's like just the slightest little thing that men wouldn't think a thing about. A woman would, did I just hear that right?
Yeah.
What? And then somebody else go, oh, I heard it. And it seems like the most innocent statement or something that came from one of the other women. But then they talk about it for 10 minutes and I'm going to confront her. And she's the one that, and I'm not saying that it's not justifiable. I'm just saying men don't hear those things. Women hear them and then their instinct is blow it up.
Yeah.
Whereas men are like, I didn't even hear her say that. Or maybe she didn't mean anything by that.
It's the way she said it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Mm-hmm. So that's what gets amplified on these shows
yeah.
to me. Those little things like that. And sometimes when they have, you know, get togethers of things and they get, you know, I've seen them as I'm walking through the room, they'll get drunk. Jody's watching and cause a scene or whatever. Okay. I get that. They cause a scene. Now let's talk about it, but they talk about it way too much, yeah. way too long, goes on way too long, trying to settle it. But it's those little bitty things. And we go,
what she's, yeah.
And then boom.
Yeah. And then it
they're
takes
all
like,
involved now.
Yeah, a look from the other one, like, are you going to like stand for that kind of thing? It's like, well, it's not your. It's so ridiculous.
But Riggins did find a new exercise program for me.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to start going on fart walks every night.
Yeah. There's a woman named Marilyn Smith. She's in Canada, and that's what she does. And apparently it's well known on the internet.
Yeah. And she is she a doctor of some sort? Or
some you sort know. Of like, she's got a doctorate, but she's not a doctor.
And this is for digestional health reasons and things like.
I guess.
Right. So she seems like a sweet lady. Now, I'm sure that, you know, she's a liberal lady and leftist and all of that, but I don't have really much of a problem with this.
No?
No, it's just she and her husband enjoying some time together. Just her and her husband.
Going for a fart walk after dinner is something that's going to help you age wonderfully. And if you follow me, you know that my husband and I go out for fart walks most nights after dinner. So about 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because by walking for as little as 2 minutes, we usually walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes. Why? Well, because walking is helping maintain our blood sugars, keeping them from ricocheting all around. And as you age, especially after 40, you have a bigger chance of developing type 2 diabetes. So it's these little things you do on a regular basis that can have a really big impact on your long-term health. So sign yourself up for fart walks. I invented the hashtag. Yeah, so on my grave, Marilyn Smith, the fart walk inventor.
Now, she gave another snort in there. Someone he had two snorts on the laugh, which is always a plus.
She kind of looks like Susan Sarandon.
Yeah. Fart walk. Fart walks. You go on fart walks, Riggins. Don't you take your dog out for a walk before? I mean, like after you eat dinner and before you go to bed?
Yeah. I don't fart a lot, though. She's like, everybody knows you fart a lot when you walk. I'm like, do you? I don't seem to be farting a lot.
I poop when I walk, like a horse.
Just pooping. Just keep going. Just keep on going, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not following that either. No. Maybe it's because... Well, I know I get enough fiber. I take all those fiber supplements and stuff, and so maybe it's not enough fiber that the fiber makes you fart.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll be out there when I'm walking the dog. I scold him for the way he poops. I mean, he's pushing so hard. It's like, you know, if you're spending that much time on the toilet as a person, you probably don't need to use the bathroom that bad. If you need an hour in there, come on. Time to get up and move on. So he does that. He'll sit there and squat for like 10 minutes after he's already pooped. Trying to push out more. I'm like, dude, you're done. You're done. You're pushing too hard. He doesn't get it, though.
Yeah. But every dog walk is a fart walk.
Yeah. All poo-poo times are pee-pee times, but not all pee-pee times are poo-poo times.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say. Yeah. Hey, where are you going? Fart walk.
Fart walk, man.
You're going on a fart walk. But it didn't show her husband. She didn't put the camera on her husband. No, it didn't. Probably like, don't include me in on
this.
Yeah,
I don't want to be part of your farting and, no.
Yeah, that's something my wife and I, even if we were pro fart walk, we wouldn't do it together.
No. Mm-mm. To do it, in front of your spouse or something, I don't care if you're on a walk or not. That's rude. But I think she's Canadian, so that might
Oh, yeah, she is.
That might Jeez. Make more sense. If you know, you know.
Right. Because, I mean, if you get out there and your goal is to release as much gas as you can while you're walking, you may end up releasing more than gas.
I think so.
You know, and then have to get back to the house.
Yeah, and then you're a mile away from the the toilet.
I don't recommend. I do not recommend.
Yeah. Did I tell you? I have an update to a story I shared the other day on the podcast. You know how I told you my neighbor let his girlfriend's dog get hit by a car? Guess who shows up with a brand new puppy over the weekend? He did. I recorded him on my phone. I was like, there's no way. So if I didn't, I shared this story a few weeks ago. My neighbor let his girlfriend's brand new puppy run across the street to go to a park and got hit by a car. And she kicked him out. And she was really upset. So this weekend, he came up with a new puppy. I went over and met it. I was like, I'm going outside. I got to find an update to this story. It's crazy.
Are they back together then?
I think so. He's back in the house.
And you don't have his motorcycle anymore?
I don't have it anymore.
Hmm. What kind of puppy?
Same kind. Big, kind of looks like a farm dog. But it's like a Great Pyrenees.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
So you see, just going off and buying a new puppy makes all the difference in the world.
I think so. I know. It was. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up.
No, at the end of,
but I know we had talked about that on the show.
Yeah.
That's a way to get back into somebody's good graces, I guess. Who can say no to a puppy?
I could.
You could?
Yeah. If somebody brought me a puppy right now and say, here, I brought you a puppy, I'd say, I'm sorry, we can't keep this.
Yeah, I would never do that to somebody.
No.
Because you've basically given them a part-time job that they weren't expecting.
Well, and you've also given, you've given them something, an expense.
Yeah, a big expense.
Yeah, you've given them a part-time job that they're going to have to pay to do all the work.
Yeah, right.
You know, instead of getting paid for the part-time job, they're going to have to pay to do it.
Yeah. It's like an unpaid internship.
Just from the expenses and the way we, are jumping up and going somewhere all the time. If somebody brought me my favorite puppy and just said, here, I wouldn't be able to keep it.
No. Take it back. Yeah. Get your money back. I would do the same thing.
Now, if my little friend Jenny were with me, she would take it, no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, she wouldn't stand no chance to somebody bringing a puppy in a box. Like, it'd be no way.
Or any animal other than a bird.
Bring her a bird. Is that a puppy? And you open it up. Rah!
Yeah, you get to keep the puppy, but you also have to take the bird. No, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, well. Make sure that if you've got a complaint or something, or you want some help from Hey TJ, you can send me those in the DMs on my Instagram. It'd be the best way to do that. TJ_Richie. TJ_RITCHIE. Follow me on that and then send me a DM if you got any type of situation that you think needs to be brought to my attention. Okay. Talk to you later. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenix.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ. From the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.